You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. But today is not every day. Well, first of all, it's a Blue Jays Fan Friday here on Locked On Blue Jays with me, your host, Ryan Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com. But yeah, there's no going around it. Like, this is not a normal day for the Blue Jays. This is the promised day, the post troubles day. It's like zero BV before Vlad. I know I'm getting completely blasphemous with this, but this does not happen every time. You don't see the number one prospect in baseball debuting, and you don't see them debuting for the team you're covering. So yeah, it's kind of a big deal. But yeah, so of course, Vlad Jr. is going to be the topic today. So we're going to get to some of your predictions in the second half. But I just wanted to talk about how he's making his debut because the lineups have been announced. It is about 5:54 Eastern time at the time of recording. So an hour away from game time, you expect lineups to come out. And it's actually really interesting how Charlie Montoyo has decided to do this because he has Vladimir Guerrero Jr. playing third, obviously, but he has him batting fifth. And if you look at how the lineup is constructed, Eric Sogard's at the top, obviously, but then Justin Smoke batting number two, and then Grichuk, Tellez, and Guerrero. And I guess with the way Smoke's been hitting, it probably makes the most sense for him to be up in that two spot. Because if you look at the other candidates, it's like Teoscar Hernandez, who's batting seventh. Billy McKinney, who's batting sixth. Brandon Drury, who got an at-bat in the two-hole during the San Francisco series, which is probably why they didn't score as many runs in the San Francisco series. But that's, you know, for another discussion. That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about Vlad and his impact on the Blue Jays. And that's definitely a daunting top half of the lineup to try and go through. Like, Sogard hitting the way he has been. Smoke, obviously all-star. Grichuk, one of the rising outfielders. Tellez with the power. And now you slot Guerrero in there. And it will be very interesting to see if, you know, the guys ahead of him, like, Smoke has been doing damage. Like, he's been getting singles, he's been getting hits, he's been getting on base. Grichuk, it's been more walk oriented. Like, he hasn't been hitting as well. So we can see if he's going to be able to do that, but it raises a question, like if Rowdy gets on. Like, Rowdy's not really, he's more the three true outcomes, walk, home run, or out. And it'll be interesting to see if Guerrero has some opportunities to really do a lot of damage, because he's been a contact hitter. He's been hitting around 400, and you would think you would either put that in an earlier position to try and take advantage of having runners on the bases, or put him in a position where you know he's going to be able to get in runs. And with Grichuk and Tellez ahead of him, that's not a certainty. Granted, more a certainty than putting Brandon Drury and Billy McKinney ahead of him, or Danny Jansen. We can't really gloss over Jansen either, but it's just interesting how this lineup's kind of constructed. Again, it's very top-heavy, very power-heavy in the beginning. And we'll see if the Blue Jays can continue just torching Oakland pitching like they did out in California earlier this month. So it will be Mike Fiers, who gets the honor of throwing the first pitch to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the major leagues, which that's not bad considering he's got an 8.28 ERA so far this season. So pretty good competition for Vlad in his first at bat. Hopefully, you know, he's not feeling overwhelmed. He's not feeling like it's too big. Like all the interviews he's done, he's never sounded like, you know, this kind of kid lost in it. Like, you know, that's the benefit of having a dad in the majors and hanging around the majors as long as he did. Like, it definitely doesn't feel like this moment is too big for him. So I don't think he's going to have the problem that you have with a lot of rookies. I think he's going to come in fully prepared. He's been waiting for this all his life, so he's going to come in ready. He's going to, you know, size up Mike Fiers and hopefully just blaze something out. You know, you'd like to see him get a hit immediately, but he's not feeling any kind of nerves or anything. I saw the batting practice video. He was launching them off the restaurant already, which that is an impressive display right off the bat. Just coming in and just being like, yeah, no big deal. Just gonna hit him off the windows, do whatever. So it's going to be really interesting to see if he can kind of pull the Blue Jays back into the spotlight, I guess, because everyone's been talking about him on all the American TV shows, all the Canadian TV shows, obviously. So hopefully he lives up to the billing. We're going to talk about how the fans, you all, feel he will live up to the billing this season after this break. But in celebration of the newest Blue Jay, we have a new sponsor on Locked On Jays. And that sponsor is ZipRecruiter, because hiring is challenging. But there's one place where you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. It's a place that connects businesses to qualified candidates to help them grow. And that place is ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon. So basically what ZipRecruiter does is you put your resume on there and it sends your resume off to a lot of different jobs. And if you post something on there, then it sends your job to over 100 job boards across the web. And then it scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job so you get the best candidates possible for your business. And as the applications come in, ZipRecruiter does the analyzing for you. So it'll spotlight the top candidates so you don't miss out on someone who will be that perfect fit. So it's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's insane. I'm going to be posting on there to find an editor for this podcast. So right now you can actually go to ZipRecruiter.com/lockedon and you can actually try ZipRecruiter for free. Just a reminder, ZipRecruiter.com/LOCKEDON. So that's ZipRecruiter. It's the smartest way to hire.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, we are back and we are looking at your thoughts on what Vlad Jr. is going to do for the Toronto Blue Jays. And got a few people responding that willing to put themselves out there and go on the record with their thoughts. And I'm just going to take them in order. So I'm going to start with Alana. I hope I'm getting that right. At LanaNans _ says, we really need something to cheer for right now. So they're excited to see Vlad Jr. coming. I think that's the big crux of everything for Blue Jays fans. So just having something to be excited about, just having something positive to put out there, I think that's the biggest thing for Blue Jays fans going into this now and having that tangible hope right there in front of them. I think that's going to be big. Shauna She at Shauna_She. She expects Vlad Jr. to hit for the home run cycle with all of them going to the fifth deck. And, you know, after seeing batting practice and knowing who Vlad Jr. is facing on the mound, that's a possibility. Like, it really could happen. Shauna backed us up just saying, yes, this is entirely a realistic expectation. It's not impossible. I'm not going to say it's impossible because it's Vlad Jr. I mean, yeah, probably not. And thankfully, Blue Jays Goose, Canadian Goose at Blue_Jays_Goose is here to kind of talk us down a little bit. They don't see too much happening today. 1-for-3, a bloop single, a couple routine plays at third. They think tomorrow they're going to get that Vlad's going to get his first dinger. And if he stays healthy, 25 home runs by the end of the year with around a .275 average. That's a reasonable projection. I think when we were talking yesterday, I said that the most likely comp for his debut season was going to be Chris Bryant. And that's about what Chris Bryant did. I think he was like .279 with 26 home runs. So that's a reasonable expectation for someone like this. By the way, Goose is also very jacked that Vlad's here and that next season he's going to break out and be a superstar, which I think the Blue Jays would take that for sure. They just need to get some actual pitching in to, you know, take advantage of all those hits. Chris Weaver at CallMeChris316. Vlad is going to hit. There's little doubt about that. The only concern is his conditioning, but that will work out too. So excited. And I guess that's the biggest thing with Vlad. He's had injuries the past couple years. He had that oblique strain in spring training that gave the Blue Jays the injury out as opposed to just stashing him in Buffalo. But yeah, that's going to be the big thing, especially with someone of Vlad's size, because you know, you look at these bigger guys and the track record isn't good. Like, David Ortiz was able to keep hitting well into his career, but he was primarily a DH. You look at guys like Prince Fielder, who had to retire early, Pablo Sandoval, who despite hitting home runs against the Blue Jays, is a shell of what he was. Like, so conditioning is going to be very important for him to have the kind of longevity if he wants to match his dad and become like the first father-son Hall of Famers. I think that's true. I don't think there's a father-son duo in the Hall of Fame, like separately, you know. I'd have to check on that, but you know, I do agree with Chris that's something people are going to need to take in and look at. Regular contributor Deborah Stisiuk at the Stisiuk again. I hope I'm getting these right. Deborah thinks there's way too much pressure being put on the expectation that he can come in and save the team. But Deborah is excited for him overall. Big day in his career. It will be fun to see him develop over time. He won't be hitting homers today, but if Deborah's wrong, they're okay with it. Totally agree. This should not be, you know, an expectation for an immediate change. It should not be like instant, oh, the Blue Jays are heading to the playoffs, because that's not what this team is built for right now, especially not with Shoemaker out for the year. The rotation is just not built for it. So he's not going to inspire like a 20-6 May, but he will come in, he will be entertaining, and yeah, he's going to take time to develop into that superstar, but he's going to do it in Toronto. So the opportunity to watch him grow will be there. And hopefully he does, because, you know, again, it's going to kind of suck if we, you know, been waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's just like a balloon. Just like, I can't really make the noise of a balloon. If someone else can make the noise, record it and send it to me. But just kind of slowly letting air out of the balloon. John Metzler at Blue Jays Beat. Is a debut like that of JPR and Sebia in 2010 expecting too much? Because that's what they're expecting. I think that might, well, Shauna thought he'd hit 4 home runs, so I guess it's not too much to expect it if you're going on the JP line. Because just for the fans, when JP Arencibia debuted for Toronto in 2010, he went 4-for-5 with 2 home runs in a 17-11 slugfest against Tampa Bay. So I think that would be a very nice game. Not as good as Shanna's, but still really good. So I don't know if we can expect that kind of production, but we'll see. Troll Hunter at Nitro 1320 just says it's the year of Vladdy. Maybe next year will be the year of Vladdy. This year is like Vladdy light, because, you know, we're only getting him like late April. Mia Loy at gsnap underscore abk6. They believe he will do well. There is more than flashes of greatness, yet they're concerned that he's still very young and hope that if faced with adversity, he has the support and will learn how to cope. Too many people have such a high expectation of one person. They're going to be realistic. And I think the Blue Jays did a very good job putting people in place to help Vladimir Guerrero Jr. cope. And it starts with Charlie Montoyo. Having a guy like Charlie Montoyo in the dugout with that kind of relaxed personality, just like he's seen it all before, he's been a baseball lifer, he's going to be able to kind of lean back and just kind of keep things in perspective. So having guys like that, having a Freddie Galvis in the dugout, just having that kind of presence there, I think that will help if Vladito faces adversity immediately. Like if he has like an 0-for-12 slump to start his Major League Baseball career. Definitely not saying that's going to happen, but, you know, just in case there are those stretches, I think that having a voice like Montoyo in the dugout will help. So finally, we will end with Wendy Maple at Wendy Maple 3. Expect him to hit no less than 290. That's a pretty good number. It's probably a little high. I know Vladito was a 400 hitter in the major, in the minors, sorry. So you're definitely going to see a regression, but 290. I could see it if he's hitting like 1 out of every 3 pitches and just the way some pitching is. I think I said yesterday he would hit over 295. So I will agree. I will agree with Wendy. So yeah, I am ready for this. Just, it's like just going out on like the widow's walk of the house and just watching for the ships coming in, hoping that your significant other is on there. You're just waiting and waiting, and finally that ship has come in tonight for the Blue Jays. So I'm just going to wish everyone a happy Vlad's Day. And thank you so much to everyone who sent in those comments. Thank you, Wendy and Nitro and Mia, John, Deborah, Chris, Goose, Shauna, Alana. That rhymed. Thank you all so much for sending in those comments. Always appreciate them. If you want to get involved in Blue Jays Fan Friday, follow me on Twitter at NeoAC18. That's NEOAC18. Follow the podcast at Locked On Jays. You can do that on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you're not subscribed to Locked On Jays, why not? Just do it. It's really easy. You can do it on Himalaya, which is a curated podcast app. You can do it on Spotify. You can do it on Stitcher. You can do it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, however you get podcasts, you can subscribe. And then you can take your smart device in the car and just say, hey, play Locked On Jays. And it will. Because, you know, technology and stuff. Anyway, my voice is starting to give out because I ate like nachos before I recorded. And dairy just does a number on my voice. So I'm fighting, but this was important. This had to get out to y'all. So for everyone here at the Locked On Podcast Network and at jaysfromthecouch.com, I've been Ryan Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. Happy Vlad Day to you all. And y'all take care.